Greetings, guys, and welcome back to the Eric McNeil Be Free podcast, where I help you to free yourself from the matrix by becoming financially independent, responsible for self, enjoying life, and empowering others. So anyway, today I want to speak about something I just had a conversation to a friend about, and it's a mistake that I see a lot of people who decide that they want to leave the U.S. and come to Ghana or come to Africa, just go wherever. One of the things that people get in trouble with is they always try and live that same lifestyle they were used to living in the U.S. So they come here and they want to move into the city of Accra and live the same type of lifestyle that they were living back in Atlanta or New York or wherever. And it gets them in trouble financially because it is very expensive to live in the city of Accra. No doubt. Don't be fooled by, oh, this is Africa and I heard things are so inexpensive there. Things are so cheap there. So let me just clarify that Africa is not just cheap, right? You just don't move. You have to look at when you get ready to move. My suggestion is you study the cost of living, right? So do some research on that. Go to they have websites that you can go to. And you can plug in, okay, this is how much I make in, let's say, New York, or this is how much I make in Atlanta, or this is how much I make in Houston, or this is how much I make in Dallas. And you can compare that with international cities around the world. So if your desire and your goal is to move to Ghana, then you can compare what you're making currently in, let's say, Houston to how much it would cost you to live in Accra. And you can see the amount of money that you would need to bring in. So now, if you come here and you decide to live like a native, okay, it would be much less expensive. So the problem is when you want to live that same lifestyle and you go down and you say, okay, I want to be in this extremely nice area in Accra and live in this condominium. It gets very expensive when you do that. And you want to be going out to eat at the local at the restaurants in the city of Accra. And you want to be going out party within the city of Accra. That gets very expensive very quickly, you will see. So my suggestion to people when they come here, you've done your research, you know about how much money it takes. Now, if you decide not to live in the city of Accra, you decide to go in the village and you pretty much live like a local, right? Then it would be much less expensive. But that's the type of lifestyle that you have to be proactive in choosing, right? You have to determine that I'm ready to live a simple lifestyle in the village where it's not all of this pomp and circumstance, right? Because if that's not what you want, if you think you're just going to come here, move into the city and live large, then you better have the pockets to back it up, right? You better have the pocketbook to back it up. And if not, then you decide that, okay, I'm ready to live in the village. I'm ready to be in a, you know, cook every day and go to the market and things like that. And some of the things that I see when people come over here and they get themselves in trouble is also they hire people. They hire a lot of people around them because they say, oh, it's so inexpensive to just hire a person to do this or hire a person to do that. And before you know it, They have multiple people around them just eating up their income, and then they don't have an income constantly coming from the U.S. So it's okay, you know, if you have an income and you're getting it in U.S. dollars, and yeah, things look expensive here, but remember, most people come in here, they're not going to have that U.S. dollar income. And it doesn't matter what the exchange rate is and how cheap things look. If you don't have that U.S. dollar income coming in, then, you know, you're just like anybody else here. You have to figure out how are you going to pay for it, no matter how inexpensive it seems. So this is what you have to be aware of when you come here. Don't be coming here think you're just going to live it up. Right, so come here and do some research on the cost of living, and you know, if you are ready to live like a village life, then be prepared to do that. You know, be prepared to do your cooking, do your shopping, and just live in a simple life, growing food, and then it will be bearable. You know, it will be doable, and it won't be so overwhelming. But if you come here and you're lured out to party and every night, then you'll go through money so quickly. I've seen, you know, and it'll make your head spin. So you have to be aware of that this is about a lifestyle when you come here, and you make a conscious decision that I'm going to embrace this type of lifestyle, that I'm going to embrace the simplicity of it all. And then you can live on a very, very slim budget if you do that, when you decide that, okay, I'm okay with living like this. Some people are just not okay living this type of lifestyle. They just are used to the party, and that's what they want. They want the fast life, they you know, and they can't get used to a simple lifestyle. So if that's not you, then you better think about what you're getting yourself into when you decide that, oh, I want to relocate and go to Africa. Okay, well, you know, what is your budget like? You know, how much money do you have? And what kind of income do you have? So all of that needs to be talked about before you make the trip. And this is why I say come visit for a good month. And just scope out everything if you can. You know, and I know a lot of people say, well, I just can't afford, you know, to come there and visit. But if you can't afford to come and visit, then can you really afford to just up and relocate? I just would not suggest doing that. You know, I would take my time, and I know things are changing drastically today and from day to day, and you don't know what you're going to wake up to. But you can come here and get yourself in a lot of trouble. So I just wouldn't suggest, you know, upping and moving, you know, until I've had a trip over here and stayed over here a good month, you know, really preferably longer if you can, but at least a month to see if this is something that you can deal with. Because no matter how romantic it sounds, not everyone can deal with relocating and living here. So don't let all of the advertisements fool you. And don't let everybody on the internet saying, oh, you just come and everything's going to be perfect. It's not. That's not guaranteed. So don't get yourself in trouble like that. You know, take your time and do some due diligence before you decide to just jump up and leave. Okay? So anyway, hopefully this information is helpful, and this is going to wrap it up. I decided that I'm just going to try and do 10 minutes a day. I think that's doable. So we'll see how that works out, and if I can give you enough information in that 10 minutes to make it worthwhile. Alrighty then, we'll see you on the next podcast. Be good. Take care. Bye-bye.